97.
The reluctance or even refusal to discuss mental health in some South African cultures remains a major hurdle to treatment. This October, Hot 1027 is putting mental health under the microscope while highlighting the help that's available to those who reach out. Hot 1027's Tara Penny has more.
I've honestly never heard one sentence my entire life growing up about anything to do with mental health.
39-year-old Gerrit from Fairlands knows how cultural norms dictated his upbringing.
I think for Afrikaans people, I'm sure I don't speak for everyone, but definitely the majority is, we all have that cowboys don't cry mentality. You know, just suck it up and carry on. Boys especially from the age of 2 or 3, whatever, especially with their dads, always like, you know, don't cry, don't take it. And that kind of just sticks and it just carries on your entire life.
Gerrit acknowledges army conscription has a lot to do with it.
So our dads all went to Grens. So everyone went to the border and they did their 2 years and whatever. So they're all quite hard and rough and tough. And we're the next generation from that. And a lot of guys, when you speak to them, when they talk about their dads, whatever, say, oh, there's no real love or softness that came from their parents growing up.
For about a year, Gerrit suffered from severe depression, which he tried to self-medicate.
But I did drink excessively. Smoking cigarettes, like, you would not believe. But I'd sleep maybe an hour, hour and a half, and my dreams and my nightmares used to destroy me, the whole depression thing. So I used to drink as much as I could just before I go to bed, so I wouldn't remember my dreams.
And the suicidal thoughts became overpowering.
Because you get to a point where you just can't take the numbness anymore, and all you want to do is just switch it off.
Fortunately, he met someone who understood.
I met my future wife, and then because of her, she saw it and she listened and she said everything that made sense to me because she went through it herself earlier.
Gerrit says getting the diagnosis was a game changer.
And I think that's the first time you actually sit back and think, okay, maybe this is not the end.
Looking back now, he's amazed at how his life has changed.
You wake up in the morning wondering, why couldn't I have just, like, you know, gone to my sleep? Now I have to get up. I have to open up. I have to let the dogs out. Now I'm glad I can get up. I'm glad I still have my dogs. Small things like that. It's two different worlds completely.
Tara Penny, Hot 1027 News.
Hot 1027.